Well, the months-long race for Chicago mayor last night ended in a landslide. Former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot won over Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Lori Lightfoot, of course, had the race called in her favor less than an hour after the polls closed. She won that election again with nearly 74% of the vote and trounced her opponent, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Now, Mayor-elect Lightfoot will face a tough job on many fronts. And joining me to talk about last night's historic election is WBEZ politics reporter Dan Mihalopoulos. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So the election of Lori Lightfoot represented a lot of firsts. Start by running down what sort of history exactly has now been made.
Well, Lori Lightfoot becomes the first black woman mayor of Chicago when she's sworn in next month, and also the first openly gay mayor of Chicago. In fact, neither of the two larger cities in this country have ever had a black woman mayor or a gay mayor. She took the stage at her election night party with her wife and her daughter, and after a little joke about her own height, Lori Lightfoot made reference to the sort of example she was hoping to set for the boys and girls watching out there.
They're seeing a city reborn, a city where it doesn't matter what color you are, and where it surely doesn't matter how tall you are, where it doesn't matter who you love, just as long as you love.
Now, Lightfoot also made history last night for the magnitude of this victory. She won every single one of the city's 50 wards and all but a handful of precincts around Tony Preckwinkle's home turf by the University of Chicago. Nobody had rolled up these kind of numbers since Mayor Richard M. Daley's reelection in 2003.
So how did Lori Lightfoot, despite being a first-time candidate, manage to win this huge victory?
Well, Lisa, I think the very fact that she's not a political boss, that she's a fresh face on the political scene, that seemed to be a huge advantage for Lori Lightfoot. And in fact, I think it may have been the main factor in her dominating this race like a boss. There's a strong throw out the bums current out there among the electorate, and Lightfoot really took advantage of that. In her victory speech, she took aim at the culture of clout and self-dealing that's marked City Hall for so long.
We can and we will break this city's endless cycle of corruption. And never again, never ever allow politicians to profit from elected positions.
I think that was a clear reference to the ongoing federal criminal case against Alderman Ed Burke, the longest serving alderman at City Hall. That case against Burke was filed by the feds just a couple months before the election. And luckily for Lightfoot, that case alleges that Burke tried to force a restaurant owner to give campaign cash to none other than Preckwinkle. And I think Preckwinkle really was never able to recover from that.
So winning this race for mayor is one thing, but governing a city like Chicago at a time like this, that is another thing entirely. What are some of the challenges Lori Lightfoot will face when she takes office on May 20th?
The first and maybe the biggest challenge that she'll face, the city government's finances that are in bad, bad shape. Now, the soaring rhetoric is nice, but this job of mayor is primarily about filling those potholes out there and coming up in just a few months with hundreds of millions of dollars for underfunded employee pensions. Lightfoot did not specifically address that problem in her victory speech last night or really ever present a clear plan to balance the books during the campaign. And then you have the big gulf between the police and much of the public that they are there to serve and protect. The mayor's often caught in the middle of that dynamic.
So, Dan, I want to talk a little bit about some of the aldermanic runoffs that happened yesterday before we can wrap this up. We had some big names whose careers are now ending. Tell us your big takeaways.
The anti-establishment mood we're talking about in the mayor's race extended into a lot of the city council races. Six incumbents now have lost in their reelection bids this year, and three more are in races that were too close to call. The most clout-heavy of these ousted incumbents was Pat O'Connor. He's represented the 40th Ward on the far north side for nearly four decades, and he's been Emmanuel's floor leader in the council, to give you a sense of just how important he was at City Hall. He was unseated Tuesday by a much younger challenger named Andre Vasquez. Here's Vasquez at his election night party.
The machine's crumbling. I think that, you know, you talk to people in the city, and for a long time, they've either tried to ignore or accept the fact that it's corrupt. silently wanting better.
Vasquez, that we heard there, is a Democratic socialist and one of several who will join the council now. And certainly they and other progressives will be trying to push the city's direction more to the left after so many decades of machine politics. And I can expect that they would focus a lot on the growing income inequality across Chicago.
All right. WBEZ's politics reporter Dan Mihalopoulos on last night's historic election in Chicago. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
My pleasure.